Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are Reclaiming the Republic. And we actually have more, thanks to the Biden administration, we're actually getting more and more, I would say, I don't want to call it notoriety, but we're getting the attention of people that are finally fed up and saying, you know, everything that we've been doing has been for naught. I was asked this past weekend, what do I think about this latest book or, you know, and some of the conservative entertainers' books? Because, you know, look at Tucker Carlson, Mark Levin, just to name two. And I've produced these books, and this guy's active locally in the party and so forth. And he says, well, so what do you think of these books? And what do you think of these guys? And I said, show me where these guys are harping and pointing to the lack of compliance and that we have to use the only, because they don't even understand Republic Review, but they're not even harping on the fact that we need to get into full compliance to the Constitution. We have the ability to do this. We have the ability to do this. People may say, wow, it's really huge. It is a huge house of cards that the progressives have created. And it's going to fall. I'm going to tell you, more people will be happy. I would probably venture to say over 80% of the general public and the population of the United States that loves liberty, over 80% are going to be so thrilled with all of these things being wiped out. There's going to be a few, and they may be those who suffer from anxiety, those who might, you know, have these dependencies or what have you, to say, you know, what's going to happen when they, you know, because the teat is being ripped away from me. Even though they do love liberty, some of those that are, you know, people that are collecting Social Security, they're thinking, well, I'm not going to get that. No, that's not true. The states have the ability, and they will. They will take care of you because they owe that to most of the people who have been paying into this. Even if you go down the demographics, there are still more people that are dependent on that money that has been taken from them by what they thought was the good trust and faith of the government. So my point is that when most people actually do the due diligence and research and they see the directions that the states are going to be taking us, and all you've got to do is actually look. You know, the problem is, and I've seen this happen, where people have gotten all up in arms. They've gotten all concerned. They're scared to death because they don't understand what's really happening. So that's probably the biggest hurdle, getting people to understand what's happening, what needs to be done. So back to these conservative entertainers. They point to the Constitution. They hold the Constitution to their chest like they love it, but their heart's far removed from it. Because they are not seeking the real process of what it takes, because the only process is the states. The states have to assert their authority. Until the states do so, until the states actually step in and say, look, federal government, we never delegated this power to you in this Constitution. You have no authority to exercise these things. You have no authority to make a ruling over something you have no jurisdiction on. You have no authority to enforce something, even if it's within the Constitution, like taxes. They can't create an enforcement entity. They could probably create an IRS entity for, you know, managing the taxes that would report to. It'd be an office underneath the Department of Treasury, like the IRS is today, but they can't put field agents out into every state. They can call upon the militia to actually enforce that, but they don't have the authority to put these field agents. It would be based upon the states, and the states should be using whatever state enforcement entities that the states choose to use instead of federalizing the militia, because they do not want federal enforcement. The framers were clear. When the federal government can enforce their own laws, mayhem will follow. Tell that to the Hammonds. Tell that to Finnegan. Jeanette Finnegan? Anyway, America's widow. Tell that to her. Tell that to all of these people who have been thrown in jail over, you know, standing up on the Constitution and allowing the jackbooted thugs to actually oppress them. We all stand at risk as long as they continue to believe they can do these things. It was clear when the framers debated the Constitution, especially in the Virginia ratification debates. They talked about martial law. They talked about the importance of the federal government never to be able to raise a standing army, not just an army in fighting war, but being able to enforce their own laws. That's why we go through the ratification debates, and that's why I tell you they're that sacred if you want to understand the Constitution. And this is not difficult. This is not rocket science. But this show was also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you were listening to the only show that goes through this academic evidence and the academic evidence-based solutions. Timber Nation, check them out, timbernation.com. Red Pill Expo's coming up. It's going to be in November, the first weekend of November, at Lafayette, Louisiana. So if you're wanting to get away, if you want to do something and actually rub elbows, and actually if you really want to have an impact in your state, get your state legislator there. Start harping on them. Be relentless. You know that squeaky oil that drives people crazy, or that dog that just keeps chewing on the ankle of the postman? There you go. Be that dog. Be that squeak. Get them to go, especially if these guys are claiming to be, you know, I'm using air quotes here, claiming to be your representative, and they're supporting conservative, they're constitutional supporters. Challenge them on that. Challenge them on that. And as a matter of fact, if they don't get engaged, let them know that this coming election, the 2022 election, this would be a driving factor, because I don't know if I should vote for you if you don't go, if you're not engaged, if you don't go, or you don't, you know, get involved online, because we're going to have this conversation that even if they can't go, maybe they can't afford to go. Well, okay, it's going to be online. We expect you to be able to participate in streaming. And what we're going to do is we'll have a separate Zoom meeting while the expo is going on Saturday. We're going to have a meeting with the state legislators, and they better dial in. We're going to make sure that they will have access to the dialogue and the information and what we need to do to get rid of the rhinos and the movement that has to happen in the state legislators, in the state legislative body. So anyway, we're going to get into where we left off on the Republic Review process. I hope Harry's listening. He's supposedly a conservative, progressive friend of mine that I grew up with as kids. If you've never heard me talk about Harry, excuse me, Harry, because he talked about how, you know, he's really a conservative, but he voted for Hillary and he voted for Biden. And I'm going, you're not a conservative. You can't tell me that these are communists. These people are communists, and you voted for communists. No, I believe this, I believe this. And I'm going, no, you don't. And I said, I proved to him that his argument and reasoning for voting for those people instead of Trump is completely falling on deaf ears with me. And so I, you know, started teaching him about the Constitution from that point on. And so, I told him, start listening to my show. I hope you're listening, Harry. I hope you're listening. We have a comment line. You got any questions, especially when we're going through Republic Review, any of this content, you got a question, give us a call, 425-270-5416. I get lots of questions, and I try to answer all of them. When we get to a point where I'm overwhelmed with being able to do that, well, you're going to have to call. And because I'm getting questions via emails and other mechanisms and not the phone calls. So you're going to have to start calling, because even though I'm very accessible, Most people think I'm not, but I am pretty accessible. You can catch me on Facebook. You can send emails to me, and I actually get those. And as a matter of fact, I respond to all of them. The first time I had actually slipped and not responded was I just discovered this weekend that there was one person. This is the only time this has happened where I was supposed to respond back in January, but if anybody that's been listening and has been kind of following what's been on my plate and all these distractions that I've been dealing with, well, okay, then you probably understand that, you know, it slipped into the cracks. So I ended up calling and I said, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. And I think I've patched up that failure of mine because it shouldn't have happened. There's a person that came to me and said, hey, I want to help. And I'm going, great. And I asked some basic questions, and then I dropped the ball. And so I really felt bad. I can't tell you how bad I felt. Anyway, so I am getting busy. And as the Lord keeps on putting more on my plate, and I'm able to carry it and run with it, it just seems that more is coming. And I know more will be coming because it's not going to get any better. Anybody that believes that government is just going to, it'll purify itself. It's like that self-cleaning oven. It ain't going to happen. It won't happen. So when we come back, I basically covered the obligatory, so we'll dive straight into the process where we left off. We're still in paragraph two. We're wrapping that up and heading into paragraph three. So when we come back, we will go into the bullet process or the distilled process of Republic Review. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so I had a double facepalm after the show yesterday, the previous episode. And it was this, because you know, here I am kind of going, oh, this is kind of a routine thing. This is what we got to do. And I'm treating this as a routine thing. What needs to happen is going to happen. And friends, I hope you understand that as your state legislators take over, and they're going to need more time and more work, which means we're going to have to pay them to be, you know, they're doing all of this stuff that is not a part of their schedule. Either you allow them to do this and you give them the time to do this, or we are royally screwed. And I mean, in such a bad way, because we're being too tight-fisted in letting our legislators represent us and actually protecting us. because that's the only people that can do this. So I inserted, when I basically said under paragraph two, because for those of you who are reading along, under paragraph two, you know, once a single state obtains the majority, blah, 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 and, you know, finalize this resolution to make it a succinct and, you know, concise final resolution to call for the initiating the audit and calling other states to join in the Republic review process and then passing the administrative measures, one of the first things they have to do, and they actually should do this as a part of the, help me out here, as a part of the actual resolution, is inserting this paradigm that they must call for an emergency session. In other words, you know, they have the ability to do this. They need to be in an emergency. What that means is any of those representatives who have a job, that job is more important than representing you. And this is the question you need to ask every representative when you're voting for them. Is your daily job more important, or is your representing us more important? Because if you have to go into an emergency session and you can't work that year, are you okay with that? Because you're only going to get this money. You're not going to get that. So some of these guys may be lawyers or doctors, what have you. And they may have some big bills. They may have some financial obligations to say, you know, I need to work 80% of my year. And that's kind of how much I plan, you know, or let's say 70 to 80% somewhere in there that they usually plan on actually working for their profession. And then 30% for representing you. Well, if they need that 70%, then they don't need your vote. What we need is people that are willing and capable of going in there, rolling up their sleeves, and getting this job done. So I'm injecting this as this new, of course, why didn't I think of this? That's why it's a double face plant or a double palm face plant. We have to have them call for and go into a perpetual emergency session until Republic review is done. You got that? I'm actually writing that down because, you know, I forgot. I didn't add the perpetual session because it actually has to continue. They can't just go home because if there's anything that it constitutes a national emergency, this federal government is spending us into oblivion and actually trying to destroy our Constitution, whether they'll admit it or not. The policies and everything that they've been doing is to destroy us, not to support the Constitution and protect our individual liberties, our life, and our property. So I'm adding that because they absolutely, so you need to understand your state legislators are going to be meaning. But what they should be doing is they should also, as they start going through this process, and here's the thing that needs to be injected as well. As they go through this, they need to review the concept of, you know, what state powers are legitimate and or what are, you know, constitutional, that type of thing. If that makes sense. It should, because while they're actually going through this, they're identifying, hey, you know, the Department of Transportation is unconstitutional, and we have a state entity that is actually interfacing with them. Okay. Now, there may be a need for this, you know, this little bit of an office, but not the Department of Transportation in managing the post roads. If you understand what I'm saying, it's because they do have a constitutional responsibility to maintain the road system that connects the state capital to the federal government and trying to create an efficient road system so that all of the states have a good, easy access. That's kind of why if you look at some of the interstate highways, okay, that's why all of those highways kind of lead towards the capital. That's how it's supposed to be. That's it, though. Every other interstate, like the interstate that goes from San Diego to Seattle, Interstate 5, or Interstate 1, well, actually Interstate 1 because the capital is on the East Coast. Well, okay, so, or is that, what's that, 95? I think it's 95 that goes from north to south, whatever it is. 5 on the West Coast and 95 on the East Coast. Well, 5 on the West Coast, there's no need for that. There is absolutely no need for that. And when you look at the Highway 15, there's no need for it either, because Boise and Seattle and Portland, Oregon, or Salem, Oregon, those guys connect to the 80 or 82 or what have you that'll actually go all the way across, or 90 that goes through these other states to connect to these, you know, other state capitals such as Montana, Helena, right? And so when you start looking at, okay, do we need that interstate? Because technically, the interstate from Seattle to Helena, is that the best route or the most direct route from going from Seattle over to Washington, D.C.? What we need to do is we need to make sure, and government should be working, you know, night and day to ensure that they're not wasting our money. Whatever happened to the public service that we had at the very beginning, like Madison and even Andrew Jackson, even though he was a big government president, he was huge on trying to cut costs as well. But he did. As if you look at how he put and built the spoil system in assigning and giving people access to positions, he was huge on that. And he was huge in paying back or giving emoluments to those who contributed to his presidency. Anyway, so I just wanted to add these two things so that they needed to actually call for an emergency session. And they also needed to, as they go through this, they need to start looking at the state government as well to ensure what is legitimate and what isn't legitimate within the state. At the same time as they've committed this, or so at the, and oh, by the way, so let's get back into the administrative process here, because I just skipped over the sub bullet of this first, second subsection. They need to initiate full audits within the state legislative bodies, all of these different audits that I've listed. So who does that? They don't do it as a whole body, as the body of the whole. What they do is they create committees to basically break up. So you have a committee doing the treaties, you have a committee doing the judicial rulings, you have a committee doing the executive orders. And so some of these things would maybe short, like executive orders, there may be 1,000 or so, but most of those, they should be able to chew up and go, wow, this is definitely legislative, boom, done, 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 and go through that. There's a lot of treaties. There are a lot of judicial rulings. Look at all the cases that they've had, many of them that were outside their jurisdiction. So some of these committees will have a huge stack. So what you may want to do is you may want to stack that if you've, you know, only got, you can't do a committee, or you want to make sure that everybody kind of has an equal load. Figure that out. As you start going through that, you'll see, and then you can add another committee, you know, to looking at the state and actually examining the state at the same time to find out, are these legitimate expenditures for the state? Or are they just basically responses to unconstitutional federal mandates like the Environmental Protection Agency, those types of things? Okay, so then once these committees are done, then they present it to the body of the whole. And as a matter of fact, the body of the whole is not to accept or reject. The body of the whole is to examine, because bottom line, this is not where things can be undone at the state level. When it is declared by that resolution that there must be full compliance, and that becomes the law of the land by that by the resolution that the state did in initiating Republic Review, you get strapped to this railroad or onto these tracks that you can't get off of. In other words, you've now gone into a legal process of holding your subcontractor, holding the child government that you created to serve you, fully accountable. And in that process, you say, I'm going to be on the high road and I'm going to hold ourselves fully accountable. Therefore, there's really no get, you can't get off this track. Any public servant, any public servant that tries to start derailing this to say, we need to reject this, we need to allow that, if it has been identified by the committee that these things are within, and they actually have to prove how these powers are constitutional. So this is the beauty of the Republic, because if, let's say you've got a state out there that doesn't know, or they say, you know, we kind of like these things, we're going to let these things slide. then the other states would step in and say, my brother, my sister, whatever, check your data, because clearly these things are violations. And in anybody that is supporting those in your state as legislators are not supporting the Constitution, and therefore you should be disqualified and replaced. So as a matter of fact, as you look at this, this is going to be a huge purging of anybody that wants to inflict unconstitutional government and allow tyranny to exist in this hybrid constitutional republic anymore. We have the mechanism placed in the Constitution, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. All public servants are obligated to support the Constitution. If not, they're committing moral perjury and must be removed. It's really, isn't that a beautiful thing? I think once you start realizing how beautiful it is, you go, wow, we'll be right back.
Progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, health care, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's just kind of keep pushing forward, because I want to get some distance and work done here. So as you understand, we've got this body of the whole that's created these committees. These committees have gone in and they've come out with these outcomes. Now, this is all being done in the public's eye and public scrutiny. Anything that actually proves, whether it be by the people or whether it be by a different state, it doesn't matter. When all of a sudden it is disclosed or disclosed, because people want to go, how can this be not compromised? When you look at the contract, if it is there, it is there. If it is, that's why judges in contract law, they don't have a lot of wiggle room. If it's in the contract, it's in the contract. If it's not, it's not. They can't do it if it's not. They can do it if it is. Or they have to do it this way if it is and how it is. It's really cut. It's black and white. It is that stark of a contrast. So all of a sudden, as we start disclosing what is going on, it's easy to start calling out a subcommittee and those who voted for flooring, because you may actually have a blue state. So this may be one of the reasons why the blue state will not really try to get involved. but I do believe that they will try. They may not understand the ramifications. Maybe the one blue state will, and the rest of them will go, no way. And bottom line, as we start controlling the federal government and forcing them into compliance, the federal government will then have to go into the states, because I told you this a long time ago. The state or the federal government, the president of the United States has the power to actually go after any, like, governor or any state legislator, any state public servant who is out violating the Constitution. It's his job to faithfully execute the laws of the union. And when it is being reported that somebody is directly violating and committing rebellion against the Constitution, such as Governor Newsom or any of these governors that have done all these bad things, folks, if you want to understand how we actually have a self-cleaning oven, we just have to apply it and apply the heat ourselves. It's up to us. That's what I keep telling you. We have the mechanism. The law is on our side. Isn't that a beautiful thing? As far as I'm concerned, that's a beautiful thing. That's a very beautiful thing. So, moving forward. So all of these bodies come back and they actually report to the body of the whole. The body of the whole's hands are kind of tied. I mean, they can create questions of how is this and how is this not. And this, if you understand what is really going to be happening as we expose the underbelly of evil in our government, and as we start going through this, how smart and how educated will the people and our public servants become regarding the Constitution? I remember there was this stupid commercial. I think it was an ESPN commercial about this guy that, you know, kind of talked out his backside when it came to sports because he didn't know what he was talking about. So every time he was talking, it sounded like he was farting or something like that, you know. And so people just kind of look at him and go, wow. And then he started watching ESPN, and then he was actually being, you know, as he was talking, he kind of knew what he was talking about. People were amazed. Wow, this guy knows what he's talking about. That's going to be the same thing. Same thing's going to happen, because people are going to start understanding this is impacting me. And people, those who are engaged, there are going to be those who want to commit the fullest rebellion against our Constitution, against the laws of our lands. And those people need to be arrested, incarcerated, and basically deported. This is why I keep on saying we need to look at the Tory Acts. I think I failed to cover the Tory Acts this year. I usually do that January 2nd, you know, because what am I doing after in January? I just covered the goals. And so usually there's room in my curriculum. I think I forgot this year. I'm not sure. But for the past few years, I've covered it. The Tory Acts is where we identify that we can't allow the enemy that wants to destroy us is committing acts. It's like you got to get rid of that person in your house that's trying to destroy your family. If it's an evil spirit, you exorcise it if you believe in that type of stuff. Or if it is an evil player, you know, somebody that has been, you know, like a guest or somebody, or even if it is a family member. You do what you can, but when you have exhausted every measure, then you need to get outside help. You take that person, get outside help, you put them in juvenile hall, whatever you have to do to help them. I mean, it doesn't mean you still don't help, but you can't allow the destruction of your home, the destruction of our nation to continue. It has only been proven that these people are ardent and committed to destroying our liberty. And you understand, if you can even start fathoming all this, you can understand the source of this. This is all being driven by, I'll just say it, the evil one, Satan. Satan wants to destroy liberty. He wants to enslave everybody. Enslavement goes hand in hand with evil and Satan. It's that simple. Anyway, so as we are seeing all of this, and it goes to the body of the whole, it's not like the body of the whole, it wouldn't be wise of them to actually vote. It would be wise of them to make sure that everything they're putting on the table and being receptive to other states, if other states find something, they go, you know what, we found that this too is unconstitutional. Or if some state comes along and say, we believe this is constitutional, and then they're proven wrong, then their hands are tied. They say, okay, absolutely. We never realized that that was stated in the ratification debates of Massachusetts, the ratification debates of Pennsylvania, as those terms and definitions are provided. This is why we have to definitize. We have to canonize the Constitution. And that's a part of that. That's the tip of the spear, or the sharp point of that spear in penetrating and getting all this started. This is why I say knowledge is power. When we start acting upon it, it becomes power. Okay, so simultaneously, as the state is doing all of this and working to create this committee, the state legislature actually creates a committee of coalition, a committee of conference and correspondence. That's what Jefferson called it. But they have to create this committee to initiate the audit, you know, in other states, and to get other states to start coming and building a coalition amongst them with the constitutional supporting legislators. Let's say you've got a few states out there, but they're just not enough to actually initiate this. So you identify, you say, we'd like to actually intermix with, or please let us know who, because what we have to do is we have to actually reach out and help them build the ground game in communicating to the people of the state. Because this is what it is. It is a political campaign to teach the people of the state. If you want to get rid of federal tyranny, you have to vote these guys out. These guys out that are out there shining in the limelight, claiming I'm the constitutional leader, but I'm not going to do anything to do republic review and auditing. I'm just going to tell you how great I am so that I can become governor. These guys are just trying to get feathers in their quill. They're trying to get aces on their fuselage, whatever you want to call them, and trying to build a resume for their next political endeavor. They're worthless. They're rhinos. They're self-serving. I just have bad words. And before I get into an expletive, see, I'm getting better. You know, as my steroid use goes down, my control of my vernacular is getting better. So anyway, that's what also has to happen. So you have these committees that are doing the auditing and the work and all of that. And then you have other committees, and or actually you may want to have, you know, a shared, or take a person off of each committee to actually go and start talking about the findings of what they're discovering and how they're identifying things and how they're working and doing republic review. And this actually helps them start selling and communicating this. People, this is how things go viral, when we start talking and sharing. Now, I'm going to tell you, the news agency isn't going to support this. This is where yours truly does need a large amount of financial money coming in so that we, and the best way you can actually get engaged when we do this is to support the sponsors and to actually contribute to our Reclaiming the Republic network. We're going to be creating a network so that we can actually start providing the data both online and via other mediums or mechanisms, such as hopefully we can get on Sirius satellite and radio broadcasting and those types of things. I mean, here I am on the radio, and we're in some markets on the air, and we're definitely streaming, but we're not wide enough. And so what we want to do is actually own our own radio show. We want to own our own TV channel or station where we can actually provide you with all of the content you need, from learning to understanding what's they're talking about, to who are the good players, who are the bad. This kind of information is powerful if you start understanding and valuing information. Now we can actually start eliminating the bad guys. So guess what? We're going to be hated. I tell you, when I say public enemy number one, you can't do what we need to do and do it nicely. We have to be swift. We have to be equitable. We have to be legal. We have to do, you know, the right thing. We have to be moral about it, but we don't have to be nice, right? And so that's why I'm a huge advocate for calling people out. And so We've just kind of wrapped up. Now we're leading into some cautions of paragraph three. So we'll be right back going into paragraph three right after these two breaks. I don't want to bleed into it like I did for the second time since I've been on air, because I just kept on talking. So we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's roll up the sleeves and really get into some warnings, because this is where the John Birch Society does not want, this is one of the reasons why they don't even want to go through this or even address this, because if they can convince you that we're trying to convene this Article 5 convention of amending the Constitution, not enforcing it. And as you've been listening to everything I've been talking about, it's all about demanding full compliance at every level of government. Every level of government must become fully compliant. So they say, oh, that's all about the Article 5. The four tongues. Anybody that's speaking in that capacity regarding Republic Review, they're speaking with the four tongue, period. So pay attention to what I'm going to say, because I'm going to read it, and this is what they do not want to address, because when you ask them, well, what about that? Well, they go, oh, well, never mind, and they'll just go away. So here it is right here. Note, big in red letters, note, in order to send a clear message of Constitution enforcement, the following step is highly recommended, that any and all states, because I can't force a state to do this, I can't. But because if you understand, they can actually perform Republic Review, and they can actually, if they choose to, and I highly recommend that they don't, they need to get away from this. They need to completely walk away and rescind their petition. But this is what it says, that any and all states joining. So here it is right here. If Wyoming, who is anti-convention of states, if Wyoming actually initiates Republic Review, then they can make it a decorum to say, if you're going to join Republic Review, you must. They can actually, because they get to put the rocks in the circle for the campfire. First person that shows up at the camp, they create the campfire. Well, why'd you use those rocks? Why'd you do this? Yeah, because we're here. It's all about going through the contract, but decorum and setting decorum, the first state can do. And so the states can actually say, we're not going to work with you unless you actually rescind your Article 5. So let me get to the actual words. that any and all states joining in the audit for Republic Review withdraw or rescind their application for an Article 5 convention. They can always reapply again. There is no quota or expiration to these applications. Subnote. If a state passing a resolution to join in the audit and a Republic Review, which possesses an active petition to Congress for an Article 5 convention, then the legislator should also pass, as a part of that or a separate resolution, a resolution or bill rescinding this application and forwarding it to Congress. Now, let me ask you this. All of these people that are anti-conventionist states, what process do they have that would actually have the states go through to pull back? Oh, you know, we submitted this. We don't want that anymore. What we want is full compliance. Do you understand the message you're sending when you go back? This would be a shot. You know, we talk about shots across the bow. Here is another shot across the bow. When the federal government sees a state come back and say, we're rescinding this. We're going for your jugular instead. We're not going to make a change to the Constitution. We're going to make a change to you. Wow. I love it. Anyway, so if a state, you know, passing, then the legislature should also pass this bill rescinding the application. Okay, so paragraph 3. The initial state that commences the audit sets the decorum. This is what I already told you for the Republic Review process. It is important that the first state initiating Republic Review establish the decorum for new states to join by requiring them to rescind their application for an Article 5 convention prior to joining. And so when you start understanding this, then anybody that wants to cling to this petition, I have to question their motives of why are you clinging to this desire of changing the Constitution when we have this beautiful document that allows us to enforce it. Anybody like Mark Meckler and anybody that's out there that's champion, oh, well, this is the only mechanism we can in dealing with encroachments. Are you kidding me? I've already gone through all the documents that Madison and Jefferson provided and the clarity of how the states already possess the power. There is no judge above them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is why we go through this. This is why the Convention of States has no base. This is why I go to these state legislators that haven't called it, and I see, you know, these state legislators who are trying to fight this, and I see these good, misguided people on both sides trying to fight it and trying to be stuck in the muds and not doing anything. But shoot, we need to do something. And what you're doing is just as bad as what they're doing. They're both bad. They both have blood on their hands. But at least my hat goes off to the legislators that are trying to do something in calling for a convention. At least they recognize that these are desperate times. They just don't know. They've not been informed on what they can actually do to stop this. That's why as this starts going forward, and it is going forward, and more are getting their arms around, they're going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Here we go, okay? So this is why this is so important, and this is why the John Birchers or anybody that wants to mischaracterize and misinform you regarding Republic Review and myself, they're disingenuous, and all they're doing is creating these ambiguous types of arguments, which is technically an ad hominem. They're attacking me. They're attacking, you know, my lack of, you know, distilling all of this stuff. This stuff started flowing from me back in 2011. So it's been 10 years. And as we've gone through this, it has matured, just like from the Declaration of Independence to the Articles of Confederation, or the Articles of Association, then the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution. You know, the Constitution wasn't the first thing after the Declaration of Independence. So I realized that there were some things that were really ambiguous that needed to be clarified. And in my first book, I was just basically talking about the states have all this power, and these were ideas that I was throwing on the wall. And I'm okay with people taking shots at it and saying, this is wrong. And I go, you know what? You're right. But I'm not wrong with the premise that the states have the authority. And I even clearly say that we don't need to do two-thirds. I actually thought, I was so naive in my book, I actually thought that we would have such a strong desire that we would get more than two-thirds of the states on board in going down this path. But the problem was there was still way too much ambiguity, but that ambiguity has been gone since 2017. So we've got 4 years under our belts. I've gone to the John Birch Society three times. One time they said, we're too busy. The second time, you know, they said, I got no response. And the third time I got no response. And my third query was basically, hey, you know, I'm getting these indications that you guys have kind of taken a position. And I think it's in your best interest to, you know, actually come honest and come clean and, you know, take a position formally instead of, you know, trying to be the slimy backstabbers. As far as leaders go, this is not indicative of people who are John Birchers. The leadership who is going down this path is obviously more interested in maintaining self-relevance and trying to grow their organization and membership. What does that mean? That means money comes in through subscriptions and people joining. This is all about money to them. And I honestly believe that they should be a part of this, because if the John Birch Society would unite with all of these other organizations like the NLA and so forth, they would be huge champions. And I think that there would be lots of people getting involved with the John Birch Society. The problem is they're not willing to start embracing the ratification because they have no experts on it. I've yet to meet anybody from them. And I'm sorry, this should not be the anti-John Birch Society segment. I start chewing on something that's just like that, you know, ankle or, you know, anyway, let me just move on. But my point is, if you're looking for the kryptonite for them and their argument, there it is right there. This red text leading into paragraph three and that first, the paragraph three and its first sub-bullet. The second sub-bullet, establish a research committee. So basically, you got to understand that this initial state that comes in sets the decorum. Then they start, as states start coming in, and I need to clarify this, that as states start coming in, and you know what, I'm going to do that right now, as states start coming in, I have to do this, forgive me, but this is really important that I capture these as we're talking, because this really helps clarify it for you and everybody else that reads this as we move forward. So as states start coming into Republic Review, these states need to start establishing a research committee to verify all of these roles, responsibilities, and powers either in compliance. And as they start going through, this is how they cross-check. This is how the states actually... So when you have 27 states, when we finally get to that point of 27 states, we should be pretty accurate. There should be very little arguments, and we should have gotten rid of any potential public servant. Any potential public servant that is not supporting the Constitution. Remember, they're obligated to do this. I don't care about their party. I really don't. I don't even care about the party apparatus. This is where the Constitution Party has an opportunity to become the dominating party, because they're all about supporting the Constitution, if they were. Need to get them there. They're not there yet. That's why I need you to join, and I need you to, because first off, they're the smallest party out there that has hardly any precinct committee members, but we're going to get into this when we get into all of that operation. So I apologize. We will restate this with this section three when we come back in our next episode and move on. So we're getting there. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.